Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you. So connect with us today.
Yeah, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I want to be free. Free. Don't want to be judged. Don't want to be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was born to accept.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need to
here, the truth is here. I want truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want
the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
And the Truth Speaker Music Show is back, live and direct for all of you powerful, world-changing, fearless, truth-speaking, truth-breathing, truth-living, truth-loving people out there listening today. Today's music show is going to reflect exactly that, the power in the people, undivided power. First, we're going to shift through some revolutionary music, then into some conscious music about all that is, and then just flow with whatever sparks my mind as we come together on today's show, united by music. Remember to send me your thoughts, your wisdom, your perspective, your complaints, your music requests to 2057 is that text, or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. First of all, if you needed any more evidence that the president doesn't actually run the country, just take a look at the state of Joe Biden. It is that exact, barely alive, does he even have a pulse or a functioning brain reality of Joe Biden that I predict Michelle Obama will step in and run. I originally thought Kamala Harris a year ago, but that ship has sailed, and if it was going to be anyone, it would be Michelle or Michael Obama, if you know, because that would continue that Hollywood-esque entertainment popularity, famous celebrities, winning votes type show. It's that Jacinda Ardern type popular yet useless idiot for the people, useful idiot for the globalists type positioning. Either way, the fact that Trump and Biden are the two options to be the leaders of the apparent free world tells me we are in a very odd position in humanity. But it is all a circus, show, and distraction, so as much as it is a great laugh and entertaining to watch, don't get too caught up in it all. If we are in end times, if this is all a pathway to the end of humanity, or at the very minimal least, a wide-scale complete reset with only small pockets of humans surviving whatever the cause is in order to repopulate and start again. But if we are in the end times, are we all just wasting precious life with all of this back and forth politics? Are we wasting our lives away focusing on problems that in 50 years won't exist because humanity won't? If the end is near, shouldn't we just be living life, loving life, enjoying life? A good analogy is laying on our deathbed reflecting how we spent the last 20 years. When the time comes and Earth's on its deathbed, or humanity at least, because Earth is going to survive, humanity is what I'm speaking on. When humanity is on its deathbed and we reflect back to how we spent the final days, are we going to be happy that we spent it worrying about every little social issue? Every little ideological difference, every political problem, every little distraction from actually going out there and living our lives, loving our lives. The biggest rebellion to the system, to the control, to the globalist agenda is to live. But trust me, I get it. Being a new dad and with my daughter on her way, it is borderline impossible to ignore it all out of the guilt that I will die one day and leave them with the mess to clean up if I don't do it now. But they also want us to live with them and thrive. So balance is everything. Rap's my favorite genre. although they might not be your preferred genre, or it might be something you're still getting used to here on the Truth Speaker Show, try to absorb the lyrics, the content, the message, because RAP, or rap, is an acronym for rhythm and poetry. So when you get away from that commercialized CIA-created rap music you hear on the radio and actually dig into the songs that are the exact reason why the CIA infiltrated the rap music industry in order to control and direct it due to how influential and powerful it was becoming, the government were in fear of the power and influence rap music had. Therefore, via the CIA, they took control of it and shaped it into the crap you hear on the radio now. It went from revolutionary music, music of the oppressed, music speaking on social issues and bringing power to a people, to a toxic, all about money, materialistic wealth, demoralizing and objectifying women, and poisoning the minds of the youth. The radio commercialized element I'm referring to. Rap music went from freeing the oppressed, freeing the minds of the oppressed, to oppressing the minds of the people, which is why I'm so passionate about playing rap music that shows you the true, real side to that genre, because the poetry, the depth, the meaning in these songs is powerful enough to change the world. Tell me, where else in the world do you have a music show like The Truth Speaker? One that knows no boundaries, has no limits, has no restrictions, no puppet master, just real, raw music to inspire you, to free your mind, to motivate you to be the change this world desperately needs, to be the truth. I wasn't sure how today's show was going to end, but let's drop a Truth Speaker exclusive for you guys. This is a new poetry piece of mine that hasn't been released anywhere else. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this and all of the music I've played on today's show. Text 2057 or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. This poem is inspired by how I've been feeling recently, just over how ridiculous everything has been feeling and how life back in the day just seems so much more chilled, but I'll let the poem speak for itself. I'll see you all back here on Monday. This is Tobias Tahi, sitting on the curbside, spoken word poetry. Go back to the days where we were sitting on the curbside, looking at the sky and wondering how the birds fly, thinking of this earth and why we even deserve life, quickly running home only just made it before the street lights turned white, or more of a fluorescent yellow. Sneaking out to tag the streets was our way of saying hello. I feel like life was easier listening to our elders call it all Māori around a bonfire, smelling weed smoke in the air, and I'm sure that only Bob was higher. Māori, that is. Taking turns to ride around the block on that random dude's Harley as kids, man. Who even was that? Never mind. If only we could go back into a time where life just felt easy and flowed. Riding down the cul-de-sac looking for the bikes of the bros outside on the road is how we knew which house we should go. Street Fighter in the arcade at Chorley Avenue. What an amateur dude, wait till I use Ryu and the damage I'll do. Even the worst of times were still times we were loving. Cold winter nights spotting knives on while heating the house with the oven. Cops raiding our homes and court trying to plant evidence. Looking back at the fact we made it through chaos and are still here tells me we were guided by something heaven sent. Man, everything just seemed so chilled even when it got rough. They called our homes broken, but it felt like we always had enough. Can we just go back to stealing Kentucky Gold and Mad Jacks, having $5 $20 bills and feeling like we had mad stacks? Running from the police, laughing the entire time. Bro, take your shoes off so the dogs can't smell and trace your path line. Man, we thought we were so wise, but they were such amazing times, not a care in the world. Skateboarding and doing ollie tricks, man, shut the fuck up about politics. Honest, it's a trap. Looking back, I wish that we could go back. Because today things just seem fucked up and strange. All everyone does is complain about what another believes. Nobody stays in their lane, they cross into another then disagrees. How he's living life and she's not a perfect wife. I'm watching everyone so often offended. They pretend it's their needs over everyone else's. They put their hand over their own mouths, then claim their voice has become helpless. Own enemy syndrome. I was raised that you lose some, you win some, but you keep living and loving life. I look at the way the world is today and it's quite clear that something isn't f***ing right. No wonder Thomas Phillips took his children and disappeared off into the night. The cost of living is at an all-time high. You need to work a 9-to-5 and still do crime just to get by, but most of my friends I grew up with disappeared on the fries. Every second breath is a cloud of meth, no love for life, so they're chasing death. I look at my boys and my daughter, and as much as I'm trying to break the cycle that I was brought up, I'm still trying to give them that 90s child upbringing, just not giving a f***, singing to the beat of their own tune. More time outside than in, nights staring up at the moon. These days people are raising device-addicted NPC. Their life consists of empty dreams, consuming things that their soul doesn't agree. Outside has become too unsafe, so screens is where they bury their face. Children going missing or murdered at an alarming rate. Man, I don't even recognize this place. Humanity's politically divided, woke and awake. Everyone idolizing the hopeless and fake. Divided by race, political left and right wings screaming in each other's face. That does nothing for our children or the future of the human race. I ask you to take a look in the eyes of the 10-year-old you and ask them, are they happy with who you have grown to be? Or are tears dripping from their eyes as they look at you and ask, why did you allow it all to go so wrong? Let's go back to the curbside and sit there looking at the sky and just wonder how the birds fly.
You're now listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.